Through meetings with members of local retirement communities, as well as art guilds and churches, program administrators have determined that such needs include closer parking, options for the hearing impaired, and a focus on in-person hard copy learning materials, rather than today's trend toward digital education. This is according to CFCC's Continuing Education Coordinator, Beverly Smalls, who says she's finding ways to position seniors to better compete in the workforce via opportunities like substitute teacher training and pharmacy technician programs.
The average retiree is becoming bored if they were used to actually working, and then we find people who were laid off through the Great Recession have to work beyond age 60s, may have to work until they're in their 70s.
The overall goal of the nationwide grant is to get 10,000 more baby boomers into community college programs by 2016. Smalls says CFCC educators are planning to work with older students in smaller classes and to make more scholarship opportunities available to seniors. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.